I'm joined in the studio this morning with Rich Norton and George Carter. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to talk about a couple of different things, but mainly the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, some rock steady boxing, and kind of everything that offers. So first, you know, Rich, we'll start with you. Let's just talk about the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club a little bit, what it's about, who it's for, and what's coming up.
Okay. Well, we take we all ages, but it's really geared towards the youth community, and specifically, you know, at-risk youth. A lot of parents bring their kids up for a lot of different reasons, but you know, mainly the mission statement says we want to give an alternative to drugs, gangs, and violence.
Right.
And through that, teaching Olympic boxing. But there's also a lot of mentoring and, you know, teach them a lot of life skills and some, you know, setting goals and get them in a good team environment instead of being out in the streets.
Right, right.
So, and there's the man.
And we're joined by Carlos Duncan this morning. Good morning, Carlos. How you doing?
Doing good, or better.
Better. Well, I heard you had a little bit of a rough weekend.
Yeah.
We're doing good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we actually just got started, but we're just talking. Good. Rich was kind of talking about a little bit of the background of the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club a little bit. And, you know, that's where you come in. And so I'd ask if you had anything to add to that. I don't know if you heard anything you said. But
first off, we've been doing the boxing for 75 years. Galesburg, Scrap, different names, but the backbone was still the Duncans and doing the same thing.
Right, right.
Just had different sponsors.
Right.
But it's always been focused on the youth. Of recent, my dad, when he had it, well, it was more or less Golden Glove boxers, age.
Right, right.
16 and above.
Right.
And my brother come along, and he was a police officer, and he seen there was a need to do something with the youth.
Right.
And then I come and decided that, okay, now we need to get some education involved. And every time we try to add something to it, and did you already tell them about Brick?
No, not yet.
Okay. but we've always had Knox College kids involved. And we're starting, hopefully, get the program started. And it's going to be, the name of it is Brick by Brick.
Okay.
With the mentoring and help from the Knox College kids. They want to be part of something like this, working with kids, mentoring them, and
And is it still mainly boxing that they're going to be mentoring with?
Well,
or is
yeah,
it kind of
yeah.
More broad than that.
Yeah. I mean, we do the boxing, but this Brick by Brick program, they're actually bringing in Knox alums.
Okay.
And they're going to help kids who are interested in certain career fields. They actually have a person in that career field who's a Knox alum who will come and mentor them.
Okay. Okay.
That's a new program. Just
yeah. George, you want to add to that?
Especially with the negativity around the community, it's good to have some of these kids come in there and have somebody help them with some of these, you know, studies and grades and stuff like that to help them build themselves and continue to build themselves. Everybody's not going to be a boxer. Everybody's not going to be a football player, baseball, and going on. So we do need to have that history and have that schooling behind us to help us grow and continue to be better people, and especially with the youth.
Right. Well, and I don't know, if kids were anything like me, I'd listen to strangers before I listen to my own parents. And, you know, you have somebody in a position that's, you know, not so much an authority figure, but a mentor, you know, somebody that's also doing something that you're very much interested in. I was always more keen to pay attention and try harder for somebody else that's taking time out of their day to visit with me, as opposed to just listen to my parents bark at me about what I'm doing wrong. And so, and plus have a little bit more direction too. But well, let's talk about Rock Steady. Carlos, you know, first tell us a little bit about, again, what Rock Steady is and who it's for.
Rock Steady is actually boxing for Parkinson patients, giving them hope, because you go to the doctor, you have Parkinson. Oh, my gosh. Now what I'm going to do? because it's, there's no cure for it, and but we want to give them some hope, doing some exercises, giving them a chance to live a normal life.
Right.
Or as close as we can get to normal life. And through the years, we started in 17. Kelvin Medley and I went over to Indianapolis and got certified. And we've been located over at the Weinberg Arcade. And we found out that there's it's starting to grow, but there's some ADA problems in the Weinberg Arcade, American Disability Act. There's a lot more things to do, the equipment, everything else at the YMCA. So there will transition to the YM under the YMCA sponsorship.
Okay.
And Adam Sampson has agreed to pick up the costs of anything.
Oh, that's great.
And we have John Peterson, and there's two other individuals, I understand, John Hosack, and I'm not sure the other individual, but they're going to have to be trained before it actually becomes a YMCA product.
Well, I mean, a growing attendance, that's a good problem to have.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, you know, one way of looking at it. And I saw you, they kind of already had one of the Rocksteady, kind of the a session at the Y already, is that right?
Yeah, we've been there, geez, for a couple months now.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
They've been just working out over there.
Started in January as a temp. And now, but they have to be certified.
Right.
So it won't be official until they actually pass their certifications over in Indianapolis. And that's only a couple of days. But now I, instead of watching somebody and say, okay, we'll do this, now they will know. They'll have the rest of the stuff in their pocket and be qualified to be instructors.
And it's a good program. I've been out there and I've watched them. And if you watch some of these people with Parkinson's, they have fight, you know. Sometimes I'm thinking, I mean, they're fighting some of these better than some of these boxers training in our gym. I'm like going out there and they're yelling and they're, you know, going at it. And I'm like, wow, just to sit in there and just and then watch and just observe, it was pretty neat.
Right. Is it at the downtown Y or is it out at Carl Sandburg?
Out at Carl Sandburg.
Okay.
And that's how I got involved because my dad has Parkinson's. And he started doing the program, and they just said what a great program it was, and you know, talked highly of Carlos and the instructors, and it's proven to actually either increase their motor skills or slow the degeneration, and it's a lot of movement and yelling, because they lose their voice, and so there's a lot of emphasis on yelling.
Right.
And Mom noticed definitely a difference in Dad after he started doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, and I remember you guys coming on before, and you were talking about, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of experience you have, that that doesn't really come into factor. I mean, really, in, I mean, I guess, you know, how to ask. I mean, I don't know what the progression is of Parkinson's. I don't know how soon you start to see.
I think it varies by individual.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, could it be somebody, maybe they were just diagnosed, could potentially benefit from it, or somebody that maybe has been living with it for a while? Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happens, there's a lot of people that have the symptoms, but denial.
Right, right.
Because they think about 5 years down the road, what they're going to, what condition are they going to be, but this gives them hope.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what would you be doing if you didn't exercise? Hitting a remote? Yeah, you're on the couch doing nothing.
Right, walking back and forth to the fridge.
Right.
But right, and, you know, and Rich, it's something that you've seen. Because I couldn't imagine what it would be like to get a diagnosis like that. You know, where does your mind go?
Right.
I'm sure there are people that, you know, they hit it head on and, okay, let's attack this. And there's other people that kind of throw up the white flag. And so I can't imagine. And it's nice to have something like this.
It is. And, you know, the other thing beyond the physical improvements is the camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of a person or, you know, husband and wife sitting at home all the time dealing with this, you're out with other people. And they look forward to going, you know, and they would go out to lunches and build friendships, which is vital for your mental health,
like
right?
Support group that you wouldn't normally think of, you know, doing something physical like this.
Exactly.
But that's
you walk in, mm-hmm. and people are looking, where's Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just a family, and there's a lot of joking and little things which you don't get at home. Because it's just your wife or husband. And there, where they're looking forward because, you know, they're having fun, but improving their overall health.
Right, exactly. And you're associating yourself with other people dealing with similar things, too.
Yeah, similar things.
And a myth, mm-hmm. it just don't come from boxing.
Right.
Everybody think because of this, Muhammad Ali got it. That's the first thing that people think is, oh. If you box, you're going to get it. It wasn't one of them things that it was boxing. Of course, I mean, getting hit over time like the way he did, it wouldn't help it. But he actually knew, if you ever read about Muhammad Ali, he actually knew he had it while he was boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one of them things that he just kept, you know, to himself. So everybody didn't, you know, and then they wasn't going to let him box if they knew he had something like this.
Right.
So he kind of kept it enclosed and this box through his life. And
I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you know somebody or if somebody's interested in joining the group, how can someone go about doing that?
The best thing to do is to talk with Adam Sampson, and he can lead you to who is what time and everything else.
Okay.
They have a schedule out there.
How often are
3 days a week.
3 days a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 1 to 2:30, but I'm not certain
the
exact time. So it would go through Adam Sampson. John Peterson is the most experienced of the people mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
But again, he has to get certified, and then he'll be
ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go.
Guys, the GYAC, you know, anything coming up, we need to get the word out about for as far as the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club goes?
One thing is we'll continue the Gloves Not Guns program this summer. Again, we were talking about jobs when I came in. Exposure. We had the police chief, the fire chief, a guy that, what do you call those, pole climber, did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I never thought about that. But now you're presenting something and the kids can actually see.
Yeah.
But what do you want to be? I have no idea.
Yeah, we have speakers come in throughout mm-hmm. the community and just talk to the kids about how they got to where they got to and you know, the paths they could take. So kind of give them some vision, right, of where I could go.
Especially after a workout, you know, and they also we provide a meal for them. So we provide a meal, and as they're eating, we have a speaker come up there talking to them about, you know, life. And a lot of these kids, you look at them, they'd be like, well, what do you want to do?
They might not have been asked a whole lot.
Yeah, they don't even think about it. So the best way to do is when you're, you know, I have a daughter, 12 years old, I'm talking to her about things already, like what do you want to do with life? What do you want to go to college? Do you want to do this? I took her down to SIUE. She plays basketball. We walked around there, met a couple people down there, walked around the college already. And we went to a stepping show, and she sees that, and she was like, I'm like, this is what, you know, what they do. And she's like, this is neat. Mm-hmm. She was like, I want to do something like this. And then she goes to Lombard. They had a dance club come there from the high school, and she was like, oh, I want to do that. And do something like that. So it's just about giving them something, some hope that, hey, you can do things. You can start thinking about it right now. You don't have to wait till you're a sophomore or junior. It starts right now.
Yeah, you get a taste of something early, and then that's kind of where that passion grows from.
Yep.
Especially And plus, how do you know? I mean, you have someone walk up, oh, you should be a lawyer. Why? You know, right. Like, I don't know no
What's
lawyer.
What's a lawyer doing?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't like wearing ties. Come on.
And but, you also gotta explain to them, they say, a lawyer? Oh, yeah. Well, it might sound neat and sound, but you well, have right. to, a lot of schooling yeah, to go right. through that to right. get to a lawyer.
You just so. See the finish line. So, yeah, I mean, yeah it's nice to
Matter
get a
Matter of fact, on that same note, there was one of the girls in a program last year, and she come in mentoring, and I asked her about what she wanted to do. I want to be a lawyer. Exactly. Oh, gee, good. I said, okay, so you're in Lombard now. You got 2 more years at Lombard or whatever, and then you have 4 years of college. And she looked, oh, yeah, okay.
High school, then college. Mm-hmm.
Then you have law school. Right. And her eyes kept getting bigger. And I said, then you're going to have to work for somebody.
You didn't right. even tell her about the board yet. And I heard that's, you know, I got know people that are lawyers, and they say that's, you know, that's a hard test.
Right, right.
And I said, I don't know what I want to do now.
Yeah. Right.
Because there is a, you know, there's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, and I told her, I had to run 10 miles every day. I had to. And she said, didn't you get tired? I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's part of
right.
You're playing football. Well, you got to get out there and make sure you get keep your weight on and do all this stuff. Every field, every career has a process.
Exactly.
And a tiring process.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Too often you see the end result on TV. It's like, I want to be that guy in the courtroom yelling. Like, okay, well, you know what it takes to get to there? I mean, it's, you know, something to think about. It's something to consider. Yeah. And it's, you know, sadly, you do have to think about it at a very young age. But still, it comes down to you never being asked before, you know, what do you like to do?
Right.
What interests you?
Because I tell them, I said, we don't wait till they're getting high school to start doing this. We need to start in the 7th, 8th grade. Little exposure. What's a police officer do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he walks around and
right.
he does this and does that. Okay, now they can actually talk to him, touch him, and if necessary, they go down and ride with a police officer and have a better idea. Well, I don't have to run from him no more.
Right, he's a person too. Yeah,
he puts his pants on the same as I do.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, if you're a junior or a senior in high school and someone's asking you for the first time, what do you want to do? Well, it's not the fault of the child. It's kind of his or her environment failed them. And so getting that, like you said, getting that exposure at a young age, you know, a preteen, you know, is super important.
Even teaching them things. We have kids come in who have never been involved in athletics, you know, and we'll be out running with them and don't want to quit, you know, and I'm like, do what you can. I said, but come back every time.
Right.
You know, even if you can't finish this time, do what you can. And the key is consistency. And that's how George got to be pro boxer. You know, that's how Carlos got to be a Golden Gloves champion. And so some of these kids have never learned that type of just things like that about life and about achieving goals. So
they're too busy being compared to other kids. Well, they can run a mile.
I have to run
a mile, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Well, you know, and if somebody is interested, if a youth is interested in joining the GYAC, you know, how does one go about doing that?
We got a website and a phone number. You know, we're at GaylsburgYouthAthleticClub.org, I believe. And we got a number here, 309-368-2536 is our office number. You can also just come up to the Weinberg at 5:30 Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Carlos, our office admin there, Corey will be there and get you all signed up. You know, parents can come, the kids can come, and you know, usually we recommend if they're not sure, hey, just watch a session. You know, see what it's about.
Right. I think that's the best is come in, because on the telephone, okay, good, and you're. When you come in, where you can actually see, they're hitting the bag, they're doing this, they're jumping rope. Everybody does things together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also reach us at the Facebook page, too.
Oh,
Gulfport Youth Athletic Club. We have a Facebook page now helping, you know, you know, social media is the big thing now. So, you know, you get on there. And kind of added on, we're just not just the boxing, but we have a fitness side as well. So it's just not you get in there, I have to box. You can fit, right, you can have right. fitness, you can try to lose weight, get stronger. We work on things like that. And another thing is the cost of it is cheap. You're talking about what, anywhere from $25 to $65 per year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, and that's a year. And that's yeah. for a year. Depending on that range, depending on if they're going to box or the fitness group. And that's how, you know, we reach them because, hey, this is cheap,
right.
You know, and then now we're going to try to add on a T-shirt. So when you sign up, you get a free T-shirt. You'll get your, depending if you're fitness or you're a competitor, a mouth guard, mm-hmm. and then hand wraps. And this is something that we're trying to, you know, throw out there and hopefully keep getting us our exposure out there because a lot of people in Galesburg still don't know we exist.
Right, right.
Being in a parade, we, as you see the flyer in front of you, we passed these out at the parade yesterday. So we're still trying to get out there, and this is all volunteer work for us. So we're just trying to, you know, reach more kids, more right. youth, and give them something to do.
Right.
More or less, it's an alternative to the drugs, gangs, and the other things that go on out there. Give them something. Nothing. Well, it's a good feeling at school or anywhere you go and somebody starts yapping and you look around, okay, all of a sudden they keep talking. Because, but you have confidence
right.
in what you, you know, your self-esteem is enhanced because, and what we, again, try to do is give them some positives. Give right. them something to think about. Building their future in other ways than taking the easy way out because now the kids, here's $10 to run this mm-hmm. bag over to Mr. Norton's
right,
house.
Right.
Well, sure, well, my house.
Yeah. But it's the easy way out.
Right, right, right. Well, and not to mention the fact that even if you have a youth that is even remotely interested in athletics of any kind, I mean, it doesn't matter the sport because something like this, it gets you ready for all sports. And so it doesn't matter, gets you into shape.
Full I mean, body workout.
At the very bare minimum.
We have a lot of off-season athletes come in
yeah.
and mm-hmm. do this to stay in shape because like right. George just said, it's a full body workout and pretty intense.
And I'm going to work them.
I know.
Any kids up there know that. And for the days I'm not there, it's like, yeah, but if you come up there, like between, you know, we have rounds, of course, right. you know, which go for 3 minutes. Between a round, they think they're going to take a break and go get a drink of water, hit the stairs. Now they got, what, 4 flights of stairs. I got to go down and back up and then right. get back on the back.
And well, research has shown that boxing is one of the best or the best of all of our sports because
it's the foundation of all sports.
And like he said, it covers everything.
Right.
Your
right.
jumping, legs, arms, everything. So you get a good overall workout.
Yeah.
Whereas football.
The full body is all the rage right now.
Yeah.
Full body workout.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize what George said too is kids don't have to get in the ring.
Right.
You know, probably at least 80% of our kids
don't.
They come up, you know, they'll be there for a couple of years, some for longer, and they'll get a good workout and get a part of the team, but they mm-hmm. don't ever get in the ring, and that's fine.
Right.
And the ones that want to compete, then they go on to more advanced yeah. stuff. So,
and like you said, about 80% of them all probably play different sports, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah. we have baseball players, basketball players, football players come up there during that, you know, off season and hey, work out, hey. And they can come back 5-6 months later, still have their membership for that, you know, whatever they paid,
oh,
and
yeah.
come back anytime you want right. to. And, hey, mm-hmm. how you doing? How sports go? You know, football, basketball, go. Oh, we went good. And, hey, okay, well, welcome back.
Back at it. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Carlos, Rich, George, anything else you guys like to add in regards to anything with the GYAC or Rocksteady or anything?
Come see us. Come give it a try.
That's probably, again, the best. We have experienced coaches. They're all certified. I have to be certified to work with the kids anyway, mm-hmm. but an opportunity to come in and do something.
And also, we are still looking for volunteers to help us out with the program and the Gloves Not Guns program as well. We'll be, you know, reaching out more about that information, but we definitely need volunteers to come help with this program for we can, you know, keep going as a program, the Gilbert Youth Athletic Club. So that's always welcome as well.
Yeah, and like you said, best way to reach out, Facebook.
Yep, Facebook.
Social media.
Yep, social media. Yep. Reach my page, George Carter Jr., Carlos. We all have pages as well, personal pages. If not, you can't find us there. You know, the GYAC, Gilbert Youth Athletic Club, Boxing Club, it's on there as well.
Yeah. All right, well, very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in, and we'll talk to you soon. Anything else comes up? Absolutely, we love having you on. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Galesburg's Morning News.